As a reminder for media members who just joined the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here today. We now welcome into the call the head coach at UAlbany, Greg Gattuso. Good morning, Coach Gattuso.
Good morning.
Good morning. Another heartbreaker. It seems like we've had this talk a lot, but 28-21 in overtime at Stony Brook on Saturday. As you've gone back and looked at that game, just sort of give me your impressions on what happened.
Well, yeah, obviously, it's, you know, we've been in too many of these games, and I think it's our sixth-ranked opponent, and we let this one. We had a chance to get a win, but started poorly, gave them the ball. You know, you can't go into an opponent's field and give them the ball at the 15-yard line your first two possessions, which we did, resulted in a couple touchdowns. You know, we battled back. I think, you know, there's positive things to look at. Our quarterback drove the team 96 yards and 21 plays in the fourth quarter to tie the game. You know, we are showing flashes of being a really good football team, but unfortunately we're not finishing well enough to win games, and that's what it's all about in a tough league like the CAA.
With as you said, fourth loss, I think, now by a touchdown or less, two games in overtime, what's been the message to your team? Have you been able to say, hey, you know, we're right there and we're that close, and just a couple of small plays and mistakes from things being much different?
I think the biggest thing that I talked to them about is just, you know, our mistakes is untimely penalties have hurt us. You know, we held them on a 3rd and 11 around the 50-yard line in the second quarter, and we get a very silly personal foul by one of our fifth-year seniors that you know, gave him a first down, and two plays later they scored their 21st point. You know, that was, I thought, was a huge turning point in the game. You know, we have to continue to emphasize self-discipline on the field, and they're the kind of things that happen. You know, there's always those calls that you look at on tape and you wonder why they were called that hurt you. You know, we have one on a kickoff return before the end of the game where we would have had them inside the 25. And, you know, it was kind of one of those phantom things where we just can't see the foul. So, you know, we've just got to be more disciplined and stay out of the penalty box. And that'll go a long way to helping us in these tight games, because they come down to one or two plays many times. And, unfortunately, we've hurt ourselves with some things.
We're here with UAlbany head coach Greg Gattuso. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. You touched on that 96-yard drive that enabled you to tie the game and force overtime. 5 for 5 on third down on that drive, 12 of 19 for the game. How good was that drive, and how big was the third down percentage just in total on Saturday?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's one of the biggest areas we've struggled at, and I think, you know, it's funny, we've struggled a little more in third and real short than long, because, you know, without that hammer in the backfield, you kind of get out of your game plan a little bit. I think we've kind of settled into who we are, and I really thought the quarterback played an outstanding football game. He missed a guy, he had one bad throw, it was in overtime, would have probably tied the score at 28, and he'd love to have that one back, but outside of that, I thought he was really good. He ran when it presented. I thought, you know, the other bright spot was against a really good defense. I thought our offensive line played a lot better. You know, we had a much better battle level on the offensive line than we have had in the last few weeks prior. I was happy with that, and I think we're growing, you know. And, you know, we have to look through sometimes a record. Sometimes you take a step back and take two steps forward. We did that 2 years ago, and we're able to step forward last year. You know, we started, of our 12 or 13 guys on offense, 4 were freshmen and 4 were sophomores. So, you know, we're young, but we're making progress, and we just got to continue along. And I think Brunson's the key to the whole thing, and I think he played very well.
How have you, we've talked about him off and on, but as you said, 23 of 35, 216, and 2 touchdowns, and also ran the ball, as you said, for 31 yards. How have you seen him grow?
You know, he's always, this kid's been father was a football coach. Brunson's been a quarterback since he was born, basically. He had a football in his hand, and that's what he's really good at, is thinking the game. And when we protect him and give him a little time, he's pretty good. And he sees the field. He understands defenses. you know, the big thing for us is with the youth on front is to continue to protect our quarterback better and better each week. And that's what I saw was the big difference for him in the game was he had a little time to get to the second or third read. He scrambled at the appropriate times when there were cracks and holes in the things. And overall, he's a very smart quarterback who loves the game. You hear it in basketball. I always say he's a gym rat. And I think he's a sophomore and he's progressing. He's not the biggest guy or the strongest thrower, but he's a good football player. And we're excited about his future and the progress he's made. I think right now we're working on just consistency of his performance. And I mean, through the year, I mean, he had a great game against Monmouth and Villanova and Richmond, and this past week he played outstanding, and we're starting to see more of it.
I wanted to ask you about Austin Ellis, a guy who had just 6 catches all season and comes up with 4 for 60 yards on Saturday. Just talk about what he gave you on Saturday.
Austin's a kid. You know, one of the things that's hard in football is you get, you know, guys get stuck on a spot in the depth chart. We all go through it. I mean, we love Austin Ellis. He's been a really good player, and I singled him out Sunday as the type of kid. He's kept his mouth shut. He's worked hard. He's never complained. You dream of kids like Austin Ellis as a football coach, and we have a few guys like that. KJ Rogers is another guy who hasn't complained, you know, having a young guy in front of him, but has gone out and played when we needed him. But Austin was really good. He did a great job, and he's earned more playing time. He will play more this week, and we've got to get him out there more because we really do trust Austin, and it's just great to see a kid like that succeed.
We're here with you, Albany head coach Greg Gattuso. If you have a question, just hit *1 on your keypad, and we've got one in queue if you'll get it for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Kevin Trissolini with DelawareOnline.com.
Coach, last year Delaware went up there and kind of, you know, knocked you guys off your playoff stride a little bit. You know, this year you guys come down here, you've had a very unlucky kind of season in some ways, and you know, you find the Blue Hens on a little bit of a nice run where they're trying to get in the playoffs. Is it some incentive for your players to kind of do the same thing, to come down here and try to be a spoiler and knock them off their postseason stride perhaps?
You know what? We got so many things that we're working on and worried about that honestly I don't see that as a motivating factor. I think for us, we know what kind of football team we're getting in against. We knew how good they were last year, and we had our chance to step on them and finish them off and didn't do it. And you credit their players. They're very talented. We knew that last year. They were one of the most talented teams in the league, and I think now you're starting to see that talent take hold. And, you know, I've been friends with Coach Rocco since college, and I know what type of coach he is, and he's going to do a great job with them. And you can see it already, you know, the change in the kids and what they're trying to do there. So I don't think that's on our mind, to be honest. I think we're just trying to go in there and play a great road game and try to get a win.
Hey, Coach, if I can follow up, I mean, you know, has your team and have your kids kind of been able to, you know, kind of keep the right attitude, you know, despite the struggles you guys have had, despite the close losses you guys have had? I mean, have they been able to kind of, you know, keep a confident approach going into games?
Yeah, I think that's the battle. I think, the one game we really didn't play like ourselves was probably Rhode Island 2 weeks ago, but I think, you know, there was definitely some feeling in the team that we had a dip emotionally after getting another loss and kind of eliminating your playoff hopes, and I think they've recovered from that. I was really, really curious going into the Stony Brook game how they would respond. But I think the what you see, I mean, you talk about a team that's coming up, it's struggling, lost some close games, had a bad game, and then goes in and turns it over twice inside your 20-yard line in the first quarter. The battle back, I think that answers the question. I think our kids are playing hard. They're together on this thing. And, you know, I just talked to my seniors about what's your legacy going to be. Are you going to be a group of seniors that are going to pack it in, or are you going to – you're going to show this young class what it takes to win football games in this conference. And I think they responded, and to their credit, we're going to continue to try to respond this week in Delaware.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate your time.
Sure.
Greg, before I let you go, your defense certainly turned in a strong effort on Saturday. You hold Stony Brook under 300 yards, including 79 on the ground. What were you able to do so effectively?
I think, you know, the biggest difference was we tackled better, to be honest. You know, I think, you know, Bolden always drives us crazy every year. I can't wait. I might go to his graduation walk him down the aisle and make sure he gets his diploma. He's been a hard guy for us. But, you know, our guys played hard and competed, and the defense, you know, I wish we could have held them to a field goal on some of the turnovers. But other than that, you know, our defense has been playing really hard every game. And, you know, when you're going somewhere under 300 yards, you'd really like to win the football game.
All right, Greg, thanks as always for the time this morning, and look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks. See ya.
All right, thank you.